This is Chicago's afternoon news here on 720 WGN. Hope you're having a great Monday afternoon, despite some foggy and cloudy conditions across the area. John Hansen here, filling in for Steve Bertrand. We'll take you up till 7 o'clock. All right, an op-ed today from representative of the Illinois 8th, Raja Krishnamoorthy, talking about taxing e-cigarettes. He joins me now. Congressman, thanks for hopping on with us.
Absolutely. Thanks, John.
So what you are writing and what you're calling for is a federal tax on e-cigarettes to combat the problem, primarily, I imagine, of so many teenagers using these, right?
That's right. One in five high schoolers are vaping. A significant number or percentage of middle schoolers are vaping. It's a national youth vaping epidemic right now.
What do you think the federal government is going to do that state and local governments can't do?
Well, already 21 states tax e-cigarettes, but as you know, this is a national problem, and therefore it would make a lot of sense to have a federal levy or federal tax on these e-cigarettes the same way that we have it on combustible cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about just tobacco products, or would it be for also ones that do not contain tobacco?
Well, basically there are three things that this bill would do. One is double the excise tax, the federal excise tax on tobacco products. Two, bring parity between different types of tobacco products. And three, levy a tax on e-cigarettes, which are currently regulated by FDA as a tobacco product.
Okay. Now, what would you say to someone that says, look, there are teens that are using, that are vaping, that are using e-cigarettes, but your tax is going to tax adults the same, right? Like, there's not going to be some delineation, adults who have made the choice to use these e-cigarettes, and you're, you know, passing along this tax to them, and that's unfair.
Well, I think that what we have right now is a national youth vaping epidemic, and I think that the big problem that we see is that unfortunately, these young people who are very price sensitive take up e-cigarettes sometimes as opposed to combustible cigarettes because of the price. And so, you know, imposing that tax really discourages their consumption, and that's extremely important.
Don't we have a lot of I understand what you're saying, and you know, there's studies that show you raise the price of cigarettes by 10%. There's a market decrease in all that. This is something that will affect all e-cigarette users.
Yes, it will. I think that the adults, again, I think it's up to them whether they want to use e-cigarettes or not. And I think that they would be able to bear the brunt of any potential increase. But, you know, those youth are particularly sensitive, and I think that it's really important to make sure that, you know, we use every tool at our disposal to, you know, essentially prevent them from using e-cigarettes. You may already know this, but unfortunately, our youth are getting hooked to a lifetime of nicotine addiction. And when they do, it's a gateway to addiction to combustible cigarettes, as well as other drugs. And I think this is something that's a national problem, and it deserves a national solution now.
All right. Just pivoting, we've got about 2 minutes left to talk about infrastructure. Would you be okay voting on a bipartisan infrastructure bill, or do you agree with what Nancy Pelosi has said and that you must see a reconciliation bill at the same time?
I think that there will be a reconciliation bill after this bipartisan package is hashed out. I'd like to see a bipartisan package as soon as possible. I think that Illinois sorely needs such a package. And then anything else that is not in there, we can consider in reconciliation as well.
So I just want to make sure I got that correct. So you would be okay with just a standalone bipartisan bill, an up or down vote in the House, even without the reconciliation being passed first?
Well, again, I think that at this time, I'm okay with seeing a bipartisan bill come before us. But I think that as a practical matter, what's happening in the Senate is that I think they're going to do both simultaneously. Again, I think we have to do something. Doing nothing is not an option at this point.
Well, I hit a giant pothole on the Kennedy today. So, you know, whatever we can get done, obviously I'm up for that as they continue to repave that thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, we have to be very sensitive to the fact that our a lot of our infrastructure is crumbling, whether it's roads or bridges. We're seeing in Miami-Dade County, after what happened with the condominium building on the shore, that they are now undertaking a very close inspection of all kinds of facilities, and they're finding tremendous corrosion in even public works. And I think that we have to take this as a warning sign that we need to do whatever we can to shore up our infrastructure, bring it to the 21st century. The only people who would applaud if we did not do this would be the Chinese Communist Party, because they are doing everything they can to eat our economic lunch, and that starts with building world-class infrastructure, which they have done, and now we need to catch up and surpass them.
Are you going to be able to pass this without any Republican support in the House, or do you think that you'll be have all Democrats in line?
Well, I think that a bipartisan package will get tremendous support in the House. I'm hopeful that it will get dozens and dozens of Republicans, if not many more. But I think that at the end of the day, a lot of us see in our districts that our constituents are demanding a bipartisan package. And so I would just respectfully, you know, tell my colleagues on the other side that they should really heed their constituents' request.
Congressman, we appreciate your time today. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thanks, John.
Congressman, yeah, absolutely. Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy. News next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.